world's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Here in Champaign, as the Wisconsin Badgers get set to face off with the Illinois Fighting Illini, the Badgers come to town riding a six-game winning streak this season. And going back to last year, Wisconsin has won six straight true road games, this year winning at Marquette and winning at Iowa. In the meantime, it has been a struggle of late for the Illinois Fighting Illini. On December 6th, they beat Texas in overtime, 85-78. But since then, things have gone sideways for them. A 15-point home loss to Penn State, a 22-point setback to Missouri just before Christmas, and then on Wednesday night in Evanston, Illinois fell to the Northwestern Wildcats 73-60. But make no mistake, it's a talented team who's trying to find its way here today, and they'll do so against a Wisconsin team that'll be playing without Tyler Wall. He was injured early in Tuesday night's matchup with Minnesota. He is on the trip, but he will not be on the floor for the Wisconsin Badgers here this afternoon. We're about a half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 26 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight, lows dip down to about 10 above. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again, tomorrow, highs level off around 29. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, Monday, clouds on the increase by Tuesday, highs in the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 15.
Back in Champaign, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. I don't want to risk anything here, but the weather is considerably better than when we were here last year. It's a great hotel, but knock on wood, maybe not a second night here in Champaign.
Yeah, it looks that, unless it changes drastically here in the next few hours. But no, it's a good trip in here last night, and got the team out for a little outside the hotel dinner, which is always good. And got the foam bucket out. made everybody give up their phones. So the guys enjoyed it, like I said, and excited to play here today.
Rumor has it that a couple of the players, at least a couple, had kind of the shakes, though, but didn't know what to do without the phone.
Yeah, well, I always, after the first year of doing this several years ago, I caught one player by the name of Nigel Hayes with two phones. So now I always, as they get off the bus and put their phone into Mark's bucket, I say both phones. And I had really only one guy. I learned a lot. Who has two phones? Who has one? So, but no, everybody, including all of our staff, I was the first one to put my phone in the bucket. And, everybody followed suit, and we had a good night.
The thing I've noticed, and we've had this conversation any number of times over the years, is that even in the hotel, buses, planes, how well these guys get along. We've seen that. I know you said that many times. The best teams tend to be the closest. As much as a lot of things are changing, that stays the same, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think team chemistry and your camaraderie and your cohesion just help you through when you hit adversity, you know, and you're always going to hit it at some point in time. And, you know, going back to August with our trip to France and things that we were able to do there, just every little thing, I don't think there's any one magic secret pill that puts your team chemistry in good motion or good in a good position. It's constantly, you know, just working on communication. And in today's world, you fight that with social media and the tendency to get individualized with your cell phone and other things. So, like I said, our guys were great last night, as always, and we had a good meal and got a good night's sleep.
There you go. We'll take a break. More with head coach Greg Gard as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the #1 national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got your school covered. On Big Ten Radio, there's complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along online or on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now, as a college student, you can stream your first 3 months of SiriusXM for $1. Fees and taxes apply. See offer details and subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard. It's the Badgers take on Illinois here this afternoon. Well, you going back to Tuesday, you found a way without Tyler Wahl for most of the game. That's how life works, right? I know next man up might sound like a cliche, but that saying's been around for a long time for a reason, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've played. Tyler hasn't played every minute of the year, so we've had to, mix and match at different times. And what it does, it creates more opportunity for others. And I think a guy like Carter Gilmore, doubles his minutes the other night. Marcus Silver obviously got more than maybe he was planning on getting, and me being in that position. But, I think you just continue to find a way, and that's what good teams do. As I told them, that night after the game, A, we didn't play very well, and B, you have your best, best defender, best rebounder, best of a lot of things go down. So you rally together and find a way to get things done, and then you use these couple days of practice to, prepare for what's coming next.
Specifically with Gilly, are you seeing a more confident player out there right now?
Yeah, there's definitely a transformation with him in the offseason of just, if you can summarize it in one word, it's maturity. And it's on the court, it's off the court, it's his dedication to the weight room, it's dedication to his nutrition, his dedication to committing to the work, and he's gotten results. And I think that's a great example for guys of the future, that when they come in here, I can point to, hey, here's where Carter Gilmore was, and here's where he is now, or here's where he got to. And really, it's a change in how he approached things and his mindset, which helped him get to this point.
As you look at Illinois, you said another thing that you said many, many times, you don't look at the record, you just take a look at what the video is showing you. When Illinois is clicking, what do you see?
They're really, really good, Matt. I think he athleticism across the board. Obviously, you don't have a Kofi Coburn, but you got Dane Donja, who's not as big, but similar type presence in the post. Obviously, two really experienced players in Terrence Shannon, the transfer from Texas Tech, and Matt Meyer from Baylor, which who we saw a couple years ago in the tournament. So, and then you throw in, some younger guys, and you throw in Coleman Hawkins, who's been here for a while. So it's a mix of really good players that I think have tried to, like most teams, have gone through some ups and downs and trying to figure out who they are and what makes them their best. So we'll have our work cut out for us today.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. We'll check out Around the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We continue from Champaign, our Fetch Rewards pregame show. Time now to check out the Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. The game going on right now. Minnesota leads Nebraska 47-46. And later this afternoon, 1:30 tip Central Time, Michigan at Michigan State. Well, I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't be surprised, Mike. We're three, four games into the conference season. There are exactly two unbeaten teams in conference play, Wisconsin and Michigan. The depth, again, I don't know if there's a great team in the league. I don't know if there's a great team in college basketball, though.
I would agree with you, and that's why I don't pay a whole lot of attention anymore to preseason predictions or what the pundits feel like teams are going to be, because no one is quite sure how that mesh is going to take place, or when, rather, when that chemistry is going to kick in. Best example of that, perhaps, is right here with Illinois, but it's spread throughout the league that there is not maybe a dominant team beyond Purdue thus far.
Right.
And the Boilermakers have taken one bump and could have taken another one. the other night, but found a way to win at the end, which is a sign of a championship team.
Yeah, it's been interesting. Purdue has been a team that has been surprisingly poor with its three-point shooting, although it made the one it had to make late against Ohio State. The team that has had probably the biggest weight of expectations, if you believe the preseason hype, is Indiana. But in fairness to Indiana now, what they've been without Xavier Johnson, and then Race Thompson. I mean, you know, we know the Thompson family, so that it hurts to watch anybody get hurt. But his value to Indiana is highly significant. And, you know, with him going down with like the knee injury, that is a tough blow for him and that entire program.
I thought immediately in the immediate presence, his absence against Iowa was really costly. Now, I don't want to take anything away from the Hawkeyes because they were back up against the wall themselves, and they recognized how important it was to try to hold serve on their home court, and they did that. But Indiana's still looking for someone to steer the team on the floor during games, and maybe that'll be Xavier Johnson when he comes back.
Boy, one other note, and I'm just kind of pulling this out of the air. Maryland is 1-3 in the Big Ten. Maryland beat Illinois in a game at College Park, and that was like the atmosphere when they had it going. The wall was packed, and they looked like they were going to be, you know, all of that. And it's still early enough where they could get it turned around. But, you know, to me, they've been one of the bigger surprises, just given how they had played early to where they're sitting right now.
I think we all overlook a little bit the problems that they had last year and why they had those problems and how recruiting had fallen off a little bit. And it's all caught up with them, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. You know, they've gotten some transfers who are very good. But what's the one thing when you have the combination? Illinois is going through it right now. They have a lot of transfers. They have a lot of freshmen. The returning players have had modest statistics last year. When things are right, you're beating UCLA, you're beating Texas, that's one thing. But when things aren't right, do they have that one player or two players outside of the coaching staff who pulls everybody together and says, look, here's what's up?
Yeah, and the key, too, is you're graduated into different roles. Mm-hmm. So you might have been fine the year before doing X, but all of a sudden they're asking you to do X, Y, and Z. Can you handle it? A lot of times you can.
Yeah, and they have changed a lot of things they're doing with this Illinois program at both ends of the floor. But as Greg mentioned, when they're right, it is a very, very talented team. That's your Big Ten Report presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll run down our Nissan keys to today's game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. Can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running of your business or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We continue with our Fetch Rewards pregame show. Time now for our Nissan keys to the game. And this first one is going to be a challenge to execute without Tyler Wall, a terrific rebounder. But the defensive glass, Minnesota ended up, Mike, with 11 offensive boards, 12-0 in second chance points. You figure Illinois is going to come out with a fair amount of intensity today.
Oh,
Wisconsin
yeah.
is a team that has been good on the defensive glass. It's going to need to be good here today.
Illinois is number 3 in the Big Ten in rebounding margin. And you know there's a great sense of urgency with this program right now. You could feel it in this building. No one's believing that they're 0-3 in the league, and they can't afford to fall deeper into the hole. So Wisconsin's going to have to show it can take a punch, I believe, more so than anything else early in this game.
We were talking with Greg Gard about Carter Gilmore, who's going to get his first start as a Badger here today. He played 30 minutes against Minnesota, and that confidence is growing. You stay within yourself, but we're seeing him try to back down, try to get some buckets in the paint, but just go D up too, and he's capable of doing all of that.
To your point about the glass, twice this year Gilmore in limited minutes has had 5 rebounds against Green Bay and Lehigh. I know the competition level is much higher than those two opponents, but that's where he can help Wisconsin more so than anything else. Can't try to do something that he's incapable of doing, which you hit on.
Yeah, we saw Marcus Silver for a little bit the other night. We'll see. We could see Wisconsin go with a smaller lineup as well at times in this game. We've seen in the past, you could see a little touch of it here today with Wisconsin playing without Tyler Wall this afternoon. Those are your Nissan keys to the game. Stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
All right. Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pride.
Left corner, 3 on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Time now for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. If you're just checking us out and have missed it, the Badgers will be without Tyler Wall here today. Remember, he rolled his foot early in that game against Minnesota and missed 3 quarters of the game against the Gophers. He is unavailable here for the Badgers this afternoon. A guy averaging better than 13 points a game, 6.5 rebounds, and is their best defensive player, but the Badgers will be without the services of Tyler Wall here today. Isaac Lindsay, who missed the last game against Minnesota, he was out, a little banged up, but he is back in uniform here today, and that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now for the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for the Illini, year number 6 for Brad Underwood in Champaign, his 10th year overall. His starting 5 as follows. The front line made up of Matthew Myers, 6'9", the grad transfer from Baylor, Meyer from Austin, Texas, averaging 10 points, 4.5 rebounds a game. But over the last six, Meyer is scoring at a 16-point-per-game clip. Coleman Hawkins, 6'10 junior out of Sacramento, California, about 9.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, and 3.5 assists per game. Dane Danger, 6'9 redshirt sophomore out of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, a transfer from Baylor. He actually transferred at semester break last year, and he had played in three games with the Bears last season, but was with Illinois and practicing in the spring semester. Danger in the starting five here today, 10.5 points, 5.7 rebounds a game. Backcourt combo, Sincere Harris, 6'4 freshman out of Canton, Ohio, getting his third start, averaging 4.5 points, 2 boards a game. And Terrence Shannon, the transfer from Texas Tech, very talented senior out of Chicago, 6'6, averaging 17 points per game. And for the Illini, Sky Clark, a guard out of Los Angeles who has started the first 12 games of the season, he announced yesterday that he is stepping away from basketball for the time being. A pretty highly regarded young player, Sky Clark, and everybody hopeful that he can get things squared away and return to the game when he is good and ready to do so. For the Wisconsin Badgers, their starting five, there is the one tweak. Carter Gilmore will get his first start as a Badger, 6'7 junior out of Heartland, Wisconsin, 3 points, 2.5 boards per game. Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 12 points, 6.5 boards, and 3 assists per contest. For the Badgers, you got Jordan Davis, 6'4 junior out of La Crosse, 7 points, 4 boards. Max Klesmet, 6'3 junior out of Neenah, Wisconsin, 6.5 points, 2.3 rebounds a game. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five, 6'2 sophomore out of Omaha, Nebraska, 12 points, 3.5 rebounds, 3 assists, and about 2 steals per game. He had a career-high 5 on Tuesday night, and that fifth one helped seal the win for Wisconsin against Minnesota. Illinois has won the last 4 meetings after Wisconsin had won the previous 15. Badgers trying to stop Illinois' streak and start one of their own. In the meantime, the Badgers are on a 7-game winning streak, or make that a 6-game winning streak, coming into today's game in Champaign. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruits. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number 1 in the Big Ten. Football, number 1 in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number 1 rankings, like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number 1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Did you know that your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and over 650 certified service centers, serving customers in five states and hundreds of cities, from Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette? Yes, when it comes to quality service, name brand products, product availability, and nice low prices, we've got you covered. That's at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line, and a layup, and traffic got it, caught it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer,
drops the hammer.
Thank you, and good night.
Throws left side,
pick up ball, it's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois, alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, Aisha Jackson, and Cameron Staley back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as a 3-0 Badgers in Big Ten play, 11-2 overall, taking on Brad Underwood's Illinois Fighting Illini. They are 0-3 in conference games, 9-5 overall. They've dropped four of their last seven. Well, it's the same team that beat Texas and beat UCLA. So they're good, is really good. It's just been a while since they played anywhere close to that level.
And if they can put all those pieces together, there is a path to Illinois turning around its season in a hurry. Illini play four of their next six games here at home. Their two road trips are to Nebraska and Minnesota. Now, Michigan State, Indiana are going to be tough outs along with Ohio State and Wisconsin. But Underwood could probably look at that schedule, talk to his players, says, this is not as dire as everybody is trying to make it be, that you can turn this season around if you just start playing better basketball as a unit together.
I just go back three seasons ago with Wisconsin, where everything seemed to be off the rails throughout the month of January and even in early February, going, man, what is going on? There's a lot of things, as well documented, were happening. And then, like, around the 5th or 6th of February, they got red hot, never lost another game, won a Big Ten championship. We'll never know how the postseason went because there was no postseason. But my point is, kind of just backing up what you're saying, there is time. But I would imagine they will play with their hair on fire here today.
And everyone anticipated that it was going to be kind of a bumpy transition for Illinois when you lose six of your top seven starters, including the most dominant player in Kofi Coburn. You're going to struggle a little bit, especially when you add so many newcomers, whether they be true freshmen or transfers. The only two returning players didn't play that much, at least didn't contribute offensively as much last year. So that put Illinois in a tough position as far as quickly trying to develop chemistry and an identity. They have yet to do that.
All right, as for the Badgers, they will be playing on without Tyler Wall. He was hurt early in the Minnesota game. Didn't step on anyone's foot, but just came down wrong on that right foot and rolled it. And he's in a boot on the trip, but not playing in this game. Mike Carter Gilmore played 30 minutes the other night, but we'll see probably some mixing and matching. But it's a look, it's how this works. It's an opportunity for Carter Gilmore to continue to grow. And as Greg mentioned in our pregame chat, he is seeing a more confident player right now.
Yeah, Gilmore's put in a lot of work to get to this point in his career where he can be trusted and counted upon to give Wisconsin some quality minutes, even as a starter. When I look at the Badger roster, though, I see one player who might have to pick his game up a little bit offensively to kind of help fill that void without Tyler Wall, and that might be Max Klesmer. He's capable of doing it. He's done it at Wofford, where he's been more of a scorer. Here at Wisconsin, he's done a lot of the little things that don't necessarily, you know, pop out of a box score. But in the absence of Tyler Wall, I wouldn't be surprised if Klesmet becomes more of a scorer, or at least hunts his shot a little bit more.
Yeah, as you said, he is certainly capable of it. He was terrific defensively against Jamison Battle. Battle did most of his work when Klesmet wasn't on him. He craves those tough assignments. And we can see Wisconsin mentioned play a little smaller at times here as well this afternoon. So, of course, it's a smaller than normal Wisconsin team to begin with. And without Tyler Wall, that amplifies it even more. Your officials are DJ Carstensen, Kelly Pfeiffer, and Lewis Garrison. They are on semester break here at the University of Illinois, but it looks to be a packed house, as is generally the case here in Champaign. 15,000 plus. For Wisconsin and Illinois, the Badgers and the traveling Cardinal unis in the white trim, Illinois, and the white unis and the blue and orange trim.
Badgers come into this game ranked number two in the Big Ten with three-point field goal shooting percentage, around 38%, which is a high for this program over the recent years. Illinois defensively against the three is at the bottom of the Big Ten, number 13. We'll see how that plays itself out. All I know is, go back to last year's game, the Badgers missed their first 13 shots from beyond the arc, made only three in the game, and had no answer for the big man in the middle, Kofi Coburn, who had 37 points and 12 rebounds. And fortunately, he's a long ways off from this building right now. He's playing in Japan.
Get him on the other side of the world. He won't hurt Wisconsin today. The Badgers were the worst three-point shooting team in the conference last year, but still won a piece of the championship nonetheless. Dane Danger, Stephen Crowell, ready to jump center. Toss and tap will belong to Illinois. And from our vantage point by the Wisconsin bench, the Illini moving to our left. We are underway in Champaign. Sincere Harris against Chucky Hepburn, throwing to Coleman Hawkins. Matched up against Carter Gilmore. A lead feed to Harris off the high screen. Left of the lane, drives to the bucket, lays it up way too strong. No good. Weak side board, Stephen Crowell. And here comes Hepburn up the right side of the front court. Badgers move to our right in the first half of play. Illinois defensively as Hepburn tries a three. Right side, no good. Matthew Meyer the rebound. Illinois has changed things up, not switching the way it had been defensively and running a spread on the offensive end. And there's Dane Danger, part of it, catching at the free throw line, driving, runs it up, missed it, but he was fouled by Stephen Crowell. And that's exactly what Illinois wanted to do. Get an early, see if they can get Crowell into some early foul trouble. And Stephen picks one up in the opening minute.
They've really changed their personality offensively with Danger in the lineup, haven't they?
They have.
Because they had adjusted accordingly without Kofi Coburn. And now they've gone back to some of the things that they ran for Coburn.
Yep, and they're running a little bit of that spread now. A 48% foul shooter is Dane Danger. He shoots two, and the first free throw is hard off the back rim, no good. He had 9 points, nine boards at Northwestern on Wednesday night. And Illinois was very turnover prone in that game and very foul prone in that game. The free throw discrepancy was eye-popping. Second free throw, that's no good. And Jordan Davis gets the rebound for Wisconsin. Still in the opening minute, we have no score, and bringing it up is Hepburn. Sincere Harris, known as a terrific defensive player, has the assignment on Hepburn. Now it's Crowell high on the left, scoops it back to Hepburn, rotates it to Gilmore high on the right. Hawkins is on Gilmore. Now Crowell up top, throwing to Hepburn on the left side, crowded by Harris, eight to shoot. Out it goes, Hepburn to Crowell, tries a three left side. Off the rim, no good, and the rebound. Gilmore runs it down. Oh, he just got in front of Coleman Hawkins and Carter out to the left wing. Feeds Jordan Davis left corner. Bounces to Max Klesmet against Matthew Meyer. Again, that's a size disadvantage for Klesmet. Getting used to that. Goes into Crowell with six to shoot. Crowell mid-post left. Backing with three to shoot. Pivots. Left shoulder turn up right hand. Good to open up the scoring. 2-0 Wisconsin.
You credit Gilmore for saving that possession and extending it with the offensive rebound.
Minute and a half gone by. 2-0 Wisconsin. Sincere Harris high on the right. Harris against Hepburn. Left hand dribble, takes it left of the lane. Hepburn, a very good defender in his own right, staying with him. Harris runs it up right hand, bricked it off the glass. Rebound to Stephen Crowell. Here comes Wisconsin. Hepburn up the right side of the front court, throws to Crowell left of the circle, hands it back to Hepburn off the Crowell screen. Chucky at the left elbow, finds a cutting Klesmet, bobbles, gathers, kicks it to Gilmore, left corner, feeds Crowell. Quick pass, Klesmet left side, pulls around a Crowell screen, goes to the rim, teardrop, no, but a foul. Max Klesmet with the take, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
I was kind of focusing in on that matchup between Chucky Hepburn and Sincere Harris. Boy, is that intense already.
Oh, yeah.
Harris got into foul trouble, though, at Northwestern in the first few minutes of the game, and it was kind of a non-factor. Didn't score, had four fouls, and played only 9 minutes.
Terrence Shannon called for that foul. Yeah, Harris in that game, 2,000 under the first minute of that game. Kind of tells you how the night went for Illinois. First free throw for Klesman is no good. He is now 15 of 20 from the foul line this season. Jaden Epps will check in for Sincere Harris. Epps can be a guy who can get you some quick points offensively. He doesn't start, but plays starter minutes, about 24 a game, as Klesman hits the second free throw. It's now 3-0 Wisconsin, 2 minutes gone by. And now Epps will bring it up the floor. He can drive it. He is a very gifted player out of Norfolk, Virginia. Throwing to Terrence Shannon. The transfer runs it up and in, driving the lane. Transfer out of Texas Tech. Shannon gets Illinois on the board. 3-2 Wisconsin. 2:20 gone by. Hepburn, right side of the front court, sending it to Crowell in the right corner. Crowell gets it to Gilmore, sends to Hepburn between the circles. He's against Epps, a throw to Klesman. Whips it left wing for Carter Gilmore. Bounce pass to Hepburn in the right corner. Shot clock at 10. Shuckey moving in on Epps. In the lane, nice feed inside Gilmore. Low on the right, two pumps, goes up and in. Carter Gilmore with his first bucket. 5-2 Wisconsin, 2:45 gone by.
That was a heck of a counter by Gilmore against Coleman.
There's Matthew Meyer throwing to Dane Danger at the right elbow. Operates against Crowell, and a whistle, and a foul is called on the floor. And the Badgers' Carter Gilmore will be called for his first foul.
Wanted to finish that thought. Coleman Hawkins is one of the better defenders in the league. The line, I lead the Big Ten in block shots, so you have to be nifty around the rim.
Inbounds pass, Terrence Shannon, baseline right. All out of danger screen. Shannon in the lane. Scoops it up left hand. Good. Athletic move from Shannon. He is the first four for the Illini. 5-4 Wisconsin. 3:05 into the game. Chucky Hepburn glides it to the front court. He'll throw to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell holds and looks. Nothing inside. He'll give it up to Hepburn. Turning down the Crowell screen. A step back left wing jumper. Off the rim, no good. Danger the rebound for Illinois. And here comes Matthew Meyer, the transfer from Baylor, part of the national championship team with the Bears 2 years ago, and hurt Wisconsin, did Meyer in that second round NCAA tournament game. Inside feed, Hawkins goes into Epps, back out to Hawkins, fakes the three, works on Gilmore, stops left elbow, bounce pass Danger. Danger in on Crowell, low on the right, up no good, rebound smacked against the glass and comes down to Hepburn, and then he got a run over by Dane Danger. That'll be his first foul.
Now, you mentioned that matchup with Baylor. It was tough enough to try to handle Baylor's guards. And then Meyer winds up with 17.6 rebounds.
Yeah, that was just a terrific defensive team. Baylor and Utah national championship. Wisconsin played Baylor about as well as anybody in that tournament. R.J. Melendez will check in for Danger. Melendez, 6'7", sophomore. Averaged about 4 a game a year ago, about 7 a game this season. 5-4 Wisconsin, 3:45 gone by in Champaign. Marcus Silver in there for Wisconsin. This Stephen Crowell takes a break. Here comes Carter Gilmore, puts it on the deck, right lane line. Runs it out to Jordan Davis, shovels it into Ilver against Hawkins. Ilver, left of the lane, backing is Marcus. Mid-post left, backing, left shoulder turn, one pump. Lefty up and under, and banked it in with the left hand. Oh, that is good work by Marcus Ilver. 7-4 Wisconsin, 15-10 left in the half. Jaden Epps throwing to Terrence Shannon. Refeeds Epps. Beats Meyer on the left wing against Klesman. Now Epps on the right side. Picked up by Gilmore. Runs it up. Last and rim no good. Gilmore the rebound for Wisconsin. Good help defense from Carter. 15-35 left in the first half. 7-4 the Badgers. Hepburn outside left. High screen from Ilver. Chucky the glide to the right side. Hands off to Davis. He'll flip to Klesman top of the arc. Probes against Meyer. Retreats. Gives it up to Gilmore. A pass for Davis. Shot clock at 10. Davis feeds Ilver. He'll take the three, and it's off the rim for the left side. Jaden Epps the rebound for Illinois. Outlet to Shannon, right side of the front court. Shannon off a high screen from Hawkins, driving as Shannon runs it up. Contested shot and badly missed. Rebound to Marcus Ilver. So Illinois wants to try to push it. Teams that get Illinois into a half-court game, that is advantage to Wisconsin. If Wisconsin can do that, here's Hepburn on the left side. On the dribble, being hounded, kills the dribble, hands off to Klesman, steps back, he'll try a three, and that's a brick wide right. It comes down to R.J. Melendez, 14:45 left in the half. Here's Epps on the right side, 7-4 Wisconsin here in the early going in Champaign. Jaden Epps at the edge of the center circle sets the floor for the Illini. Epps against Hepburn. Bounce pass to Shannon. He is with Plesbitt now. Karen Shannon surveys, feeds Melendez, squares up, takes the three, around it out, no good. Rebound to Wisconsin as Gilmore gives it up to Chucky Hepburn. Illinois 2 out of 8, Wisconsin 3 out of 8 here in the early minutes. Badgers go to work. Here's Hepburn on the drive, left of the lane, takes it to the cup and lays it up and in. 9-4 Wisconsin with 14:05 left in the half. Jaden Epps sets the offense for Brad Underwood's Illini. A throw to Melendez high in the left. Melendez tossed it back out to Epps on the right side. Hooks a pass up top to Coleman Hawkins. Good close by Gilmore. Now Shannon. Shannon drives on Davis. Right wing into Hawkins. Jump hook right hand good for Coleman Hawkins. His first points, 9-6 Wisconsin. 13:42 left in the first half. Hepburn will walk it up for Wisconsin. Epps waits for it at the mid stripe. A throw to Gilmore on the right wing. Meyer defending Carter now. A feed for Ilver, top of the arc. Flips to Hepburn, finds a cutting Gilmore. Turns inside, goes up and in. Gilmore with 4, and it's 11-6 Wisconsin.
Gilmore is really working efficiently around the rim thus far.
Seeing that confidence continue to grow with this guy. Here's Epps poked away from behind by Hepburn. Goes out of bounds to Illinois as we'll have our first media timeout here today. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliance Energy. Visit AllianceEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 13-14 left in the first half, Wisconsin 11, Illinois 6. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's very important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 13-14 left of the first half. Wisconsin 11, Illinois 6.
Both Carter Gilmore, Marcus Ilver have scored on low post counter moves, which you have to do against a team like Illinois with its length and shot blocking ability. To be honest with you, I don't think I've ever seen Ilver use that move and score in practice when he's on the scout team.
Yeah, it's been impressive to watch him here, and he's, you know, Tuesday's game did some good things, and there were it's predictable. He did some good things, and then there were things that were the teaching points, and Yeah, the opportunity for him to continue to show the staff what he can do.
The key for Wisconsin defensively against Terrence Shannon is to guard him without fouling.
Yes.
What, number two in the league in free throw attempts.
And loves that left hand. Kabari McGee, Connor Asigian on the floor for Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Shannon. There he is. Hard left-hand drive. Puts it up and in off the glass. Unfortunately, on cue. He has six now. 11-8 to Wisconsin. 13:05 left of the first half. Max Klesman against Shannon. Outside right. Loops it to Crowell. Crowell bobbled the dribble and then went up and down. Walked with the ball. He just got out of sorts and he knew it. Turnover, Wisconsin. One of the things the Badgers have done in these early minutes is secure the defensive glass. Illinois without an offensive rebound. Not been crashing necessarily, but it was a big area where Wisconsin struggled on Tuesday night. Here's an inside feed. Shannon into Dane Danger against Marcus Ilver. Danger then gets bumped to the floor. No, he didn't. He walked with the ball first. Good Danger. Turnover, Illinois. Boy, there's a tough check for Marcus Ilver right there, and he hung in.
Especially against a player who rarely misses from about 10 feet and in danger, shooting 74% from the field.
12:40 left in the half, 11-8 Wisconsin as McGee brings it up to get it started, throwing to Stephen Crowell, and we have a whistle off the ball, and a foul is called. Lewis Garrison on the call. It's going to be assessed to R.J. Melendez. That'll be his first.
Yeah, Melendez was trying to tag Asigian, as a point we've made throughout this season. Asigian moves about as well as anyone in this league without the ball.
Yeah, you'll get your steps in. You're the defender assigned to Connor Asigian. As McGee inbounds pass to Asigian, and the pass is awry. Clipped that left sideline and out of bounds. And another Wisconsin turnover. So they've had a couple of them here in the last minute. As Chucky Hepburn will come in for McGee. 12:35 left first half. 11-8 Wisconsin leading Illinois. Illini 4 out of 10 for the floor. The Badgers are 5 out of 10. Neither team has made a 3. The Badgers have missed 4. The Illini missing its only shot. Here's Shannon. They try to shovel the pass into danger, and that got kicked. Interesting early number for Illinois. 10 shot attempts, only 1 from 3. They've come in. 46% of their attempts this season have been from the 3-point line. Inbound pass into Shannon. Baseline right against Max Klesman. Shannon on the dribble to the foul line. Jumper away is good. And Terrence Shannon has 8 of the first 10 for Illinois. 11-10 the Badgers. 12:15 left in the first half. Wilbur throwing to Asigian. Checked by Melendez. Bounce pass to a curling Klesman in the lane. Pushed it up. Back rim no. Rebound Shannon. He'll turn and go. Shannon up the middle of the front court. Throwing to F. Steps into a three on the left side. Off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound to Illinois. And it is up. Ty Rogers, no good with a putback attempt. And the rebound comes down to Crowell. Rogers, 6'6", freshman out of Saginaw, Michigan on the floor for Illinois. Here's Hepburn off the Crowell screen. Chucky, low on the left. Double team. Throws to Crowell. Pass fake. Crowell puts it on the floor to the free throw line. And he'll give it up to Klesman. Is Illinois digging in defensively? Klesman loops it into Crowell. He'll catch right of the paint. Backing on Shannon. Advantage to the size for Crowell. Back out to Klesman. Max for three. Splashed it from right of the circle. First three-pointer for Klesman. 14-10 Wisconsin. 11:25 left in the first half. Klesman, a 40% shooter from the three-point line coming into this game. Terrence Shannon out between the arcs. Moves around a danger screen. Going to danger at the right elbow. Danger holds and looks. Gives it up to Rogers. Hands off to Epps. Epps picked up by Ilver on the switch. Now by Crowell, the switch. Driving is Epps. Runs it up and into the right hand. Jaden Epps with his first points. 14-12 Wisconsin. 11 minutes left in the first half. Ilver throwing to Asigian. Connor against Melendez. Working off a bump from Ilver. A throw to Marcus now. A flip to Crowell. Top of the circle. Crowell with a dribble handoff to Klesman. And he got fouled on the play. And Terrence Shannon trying to work over that ball screen. Picked up the foul as we hit the under 12 media timeout. That's two fouls on Terrence Shannon. And that can be significant. We have a timeout here in Champaign. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. Badger basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 10:47 left of the first half. Wisconsin 14, Illinois 12. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, and Pepsi. 10:47 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, Illinois 12.
So what do you think Underwood will do with Shannon? I mean, Shannon is the alpha of the Illinois offense. He scored 20 or more four times this year. He had 29 in the upset win over UCLA, in which he had eight triples. Continue to play him, or do you have to sit him?
He's going
to
sit him for a while. Sit him for a while. He plays guys with two fouls slightly more than Greg Gard, but not a lot. Generally, they sit. Now, given the circumstances, we might see him later in this half, but he is not on the floor right now. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
10:47 left first half, 14-12, Wisconsin leading Illinois.
So you assume with Shannon on the bench that maybe Matthew Meyer becomes more of the number one option offensively.
He's averaged 16 a game over the last six. Out there with Rogers, Danger, Epps, and Melendez. The Badgers have Davis, Hepburn, Crowell, Esegin, and Gilmore. And Shannon picking up that second foul on the dribble handoff. I mentioned Illinois not switching, they're chasing more, and that's what was going on there. And that finally cost Shannon a foul. Inbounds pass to Chucky Hepburn. He'll throw to Carter Gilmore out front. The dribble handoff to Esegin, picked up by R.J. Melendez. Esegin with a feed for Davis. And again, he was bothered by Matthew Meyer. And the pass goes through Jordan's hands and out of bounds. Turnover number three for the Badgers.
Meyer can be annoying defensively.
Yes.
He's got length and he's scrappy.
Two-point lead, Wisconsin. 10:35 left in the first half. And Jaden Epps will run the offense for the Illini. Bounce pass to Rogers. He's with Gilmore. A handoff to Melendez, chased by Esegin. Melendez, a step-back three straight away. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Jordan Davis of Wisconsin. 10:20 left of the break. 14-12, Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore picked up the dribble. Contesting everything, Illinois, including dribble handoffs. Is Hepburn high on the right, throwing to Crowell. Rotates to Gilmore, outside left. Feeds Hepburn. Hepburn turns down the Crow screen. Now Crow with the catch. Three in the air. Right of the circle. Off the right side iron. No good. Rebound Melendez. Outlet to Epps. Epps glides to the front court. Turns it to Rogers. Refeeds Epps. Hooks it to Melendez. Sends it left side. Matthew Meyer against Jordan Davis. Meyer on the dribble. He's into danger. Left of the paint against Stephen Crow. Back out to Epps. Snaps off a three up top. Good. Jaden Epps, a 35% shooter from distance. And Illinois has the lead 15-14. 9:35 left in the first half as Hepburn will throw to Gilmore at the top. Gliding right, flips to Esegin. Bounce pass to Hepburn, left of the center circle. Hepburn getting a high screen from Crowell. Chucky bobs off of it to the left elbow, shuffles in the lane, turns back out. Now fades, flips, left elbow, off the rim, no good. Meyer the rebound for the Illini. Meyer up the floor. Ahead it goes to Rogers. Finds a running danger. Can't handle it. Loose ball snapped up by Gilmore. A feed to Davis. Jordan out front. He'll throw to Crowell. Out to a Sejan for three. Left side. Money. Connor is Sejan with his first triple today. 17-15 Wisconsin with 9 minutes left in the half.
Matt, you got to love the counterattack ability by Wisconsin off the Illinois turnover.
Great work in transition as Epps sets the floor for the Illini. Epps pulls out the offense and gives it up to Ty Rogers. Hands off to Meyer. Matthew Meyer, good hedge of the screen by Crowell. Whips it left side to Rogers. Baseline left, spins left. Block goes up, in and out, no good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. 8:33 left in the first half. 17-15 Wisconsin. Hepburn off the high screen from Crowell, and it's aggressively defended by Epps. Gets the steal, uncontested down the lane for the layup, and this game is tied. 17-all, 10:20 left in the first half.
What an impact Epps has had since he's entered the game. He scored the last 7 points for Illinois.
With the ball is Crowell on the right wing. Crowell throws to Gilmore, bounce pass to Hepburn, left of the circle. Hepburn feeds to Sejan. He's against Melendez. A throw to Gilmore, right side. Inside feed, Hepburn there low on the right. He'll catch and score as he flashes free on the back cut. 19-17 Wisconsin, 7:55 left in the half.
It's a good find by Gilmore, and even a better cut by Chucky Hepburn.
Jaden Epps out front. Bounce pass to Meyer. Meyer against Davis. Meyer puts it on the floor, left of the lane, drawn kick. Rogers catching, shooting left corner, three, clip the rim, no good. Danger the rebound inside. Throwing to Rogers again in the paint. Hangs a pass out to Melendez, right side. His three bangs off the rim, no good. Gilmore the rebound for Wisconsin. 7:30 left in the half, 19-17 Wisconsin. Jordan Davis will throw it to a Sejan. Thought about it, turned it down. Good.